Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies. From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Box Office Breakdown. Information and commentary on weekly movie box office.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Box Office Breakdown on the Popcorn Talk Network. We're back.
I was late. I'm sorry.
You know, he had a little too much food this weekend. I'm Sarah Stratton, of course, joined by JTE.
I'm not sick anymore. Yep. I was so sick last week. You probably couldn't tell because of just how good I am.
Oh.
But I was like on the bed.
Not doing
too well. I have energy today. I feel good.
Mm-hmm. You've been invigorated Black Friday?
By Black Friday in a movie that touched me to emotional core, which we'll talk about.
So how much did you spend on Black Friday?
When I went shopping?
Like, what? How much did you spend and what was the value?
I'll tell you, I bought maybe $60 to $80 worth of stuff.
Oh, that's not bad.
Not bad. I don't
that's
go.
Nothing.
Listen,
dude, how much did you save?
You were like advertising that you were like Black Friday shopping.
It's a little bit of vet on me on Twitter. It's kind of like I said, reminiscent of World War Z, the book. I want these things to be saved and captured. I just buy a lot of cheap Blu-rays. Blu-rays are like $3 to $4 to $5.
So how many? So was the whole $60 to $80 on Blu-rays?
I would say about 30 was on video games, because video games are like $20-$25 instead of 60.
Okay,
and the rest were just Blu-rays.
I'll tell you what I got. You on Black Friday.
I got Apocalypse Now special edition.
That's a good one.
Shanghai Noon and Shanghai Night. Two very underrated Jackie Chan, Owen Wilson
movies. Double Shanghais.
I got Alien Part 1.
Okay.
Because I wanted to get the director's cut. I got...
Wait, do you already have Alien?
No. Okay. I got San Andreas for $5 for two reasons.
You really didn't need to get that. And if you mentioned certain things...
I'll tell you two reasons why. Alexandra Daddario. For $5... walk away. I could just turn that thing turn the volume off.
Are you just going to leave it as like a screensaver?
It's just going to be playing in the background at all times.
I did nothing but watch the videos of people fighting.
Oh, yeah. That was great. I haven't gotten any of that.
They were fighting over
a vegetable steamer.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is. These idiots are like running in the stores and like fighting and... I think Walmart should just put a boxing ring in the place and let people fight it out for real.
I think whoever wins gets like to fight.
That's what I'm saying.
Like they don't really care about buying. If they're like, this is my excuse that I can fight on this day.
Yeah, let me get
and
something.
People will laugh at me rather than think I'm a violent criminal.
It was never part of Black Friday. Like it started happening. Now it's expected. All I saw was World Star. I don't need to see your World Star. Well,
they're not selling 70-inch TVs for cheap. It's like the 35-inch TVs that you're getting like for $100. That you can get anywhere.
I don't know.
I got a snowboard for super cheap.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Black Friday snowboard?
Mm-hmm.
What's it do?
What does it do?
What's so special about it?
What do you mean? It's a snowboard.
But no.
Ride it down a mountain.
Does it have like neon lights on the side or something like that?
No.
No.
It's just on sale because that's what things are on Black Friday.
I feel like
they're not special things.
I slept.
You slept in?
Yeah. I don't know if I believe you, because every time I've talked to you, you're like, oh, I have another party this weekend.
Yeah, it's been bad. I got to go. I might have to go to rehab after the new year.
You might need to detox.
Rehab?
Yeah, I'm going to do a lot of things. Not real rehab. But
juices have been missing. Like, what are you doing to your body?
Mornings. This is a totally different thing.
That's true. We used to do Monday mornings. That's why you brought them in.
I don't know if you're supposed to drink coffee at night.
It's just a little bit.
I'm worried about your health. I'm worried.
Yeah.
All right. Well, like most of the world that was either shopping or eating, everyone else was watching movies.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this weekend, I've decided is not that great of a weekend, even though JTE disagrees with me.
I think it's a solid weekend. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's good, but it's solid.
I think it's like solid, meh. Especially for this year. In this year, when we're talking about... a year that's going to possibly break the $11 billion domestic marking. The fact that, and people, sources will tell you, the money hasn't been made on holiday weekends this year. Mm. This hasn't been the July 4th, the Memorial Day. You were seeing flops. We've had so many big star flops this year. And this year has been carried by movies like Fast and the Furious 7, which didn't come out on a holiday weekend.
Yeah. Or Jurassic World.
Jurassic World, not on a holiday weekend. And this was a weekend that had a huge franchise and a Pixar movie. It should be higher than this.
I disagree somewhat with that because, number one, Hunger Games is coming off a very lackluster sequel.
Yeah.
I think the last one did big money because it was coming off Catching Fire, which to me is easily the best of the series.
Okay.
So this Hunger Games, and the reviews weren't even great for it either. I think it was just above rotten on Rotten Tomatoes. So, again, though, it is the last film. I think people are getting a little bit of fatigue on it, so I'm not surprised it's not doing huge numbers. Mm-hmm. And then Good Dinosaur had such a troubled production that I don't think they really knew how to advertise it. Like, people that went and saw this movie...
I agree that the advertising was off and you didn't really know what it was about. Exactly. I give it that.
But Pixar has
been such a brand that you didn't really need to know what was coming out. You didn't need to know what it was. Look at Inside Out. Inside Out opened to way more than this. Mm-hmm. And... that was also, it was about emotions, but I didn't know the concept. I didn't know we were going to be really in a girl's head and dealing with this whole, is she going through depression? Who knows what the themes? Yeah. That was not clear before Inside Out.
It played more into adults. I think it had a really cool premise.
Okay.
I think even Pixar knew because of all the troll production, they fired the director. I think even they knew they didn't have a great movie in their hands, so they didn't push it as much.
But you knew that they fired the director. I would say that most people who saw Good Dinosaur or heard about Good Dinosaur had no idea.
I had no idea. Pixar did not push this as hard as they pushed Inside Out.
No, this was
because Pixar typically doesn't have to.
This was supposed to be released May 30th, 2014. That's a year and a half ago.
Again, Inside Out also had rave reviews. This has been getting mixed.
That's true. The reviews are mixed. All right, well, let's get into actual numbers of the weekend. Mm-hmm. JTE did get 5.45.
Really? Yep. Even when I'm sick, I still deliver.
Winner on the panel. Also, I have to say, one of our big listener winners, I'm going to have to hand it to Cooper Wilson, who got the guessing game for Creed correct, got the guessing game for Good Dinosaur correct, and got 5 for 5. So, nice job. We have so many other winners. Let's get into this. Victor Frankenstein guessing game, which I'm just surprised in where, because it was horrible.
It was horrible
in the numbers. Goes to Jacob Henson. We'll talk into that in the middle. Mm-hmm. Also getting Creed right in the guessing game besides Cooper Wilson is Ryan Martinson and Renee Flores. Renee Flores also going 5 for 5. Mm. Other 5 for 5 winners are Armin Bajic, Mike Coyle, Cathal Thomas Coleman, Catch a Trend. Edison.
Catch a Trend.
Jacob Henson, Brett Atkinson, Ben Bailey, Thierry Cote Lidus. I can't pronounce some of these. Robert Burke, Joe Orton, Christian Catalan, and Boss Turner.
Wow. Yes. Jesus.
He got a lot of people out there. So they could predict some of these numbers.
Yeah, Jesus.
I personally, before we keep going into these numbers, I found a lot of people I knew were also going the more home video route, on demand, yes. A lot of people I knew were really staying in with the family and watching movies. So that was an interesting turn for me, similar to how Black Friday seems to be going more online.
Yes.
Streaming services also getting, I think, some Thanksgiving attention. Number 5 goes to the Peanuts movie, bringing in 9.7
This is what won me the 5 out of 5 because you guys thought Good Dinosaur was going to knock that out.
Yes,
I did.
I felt like it's such a different film from Good Dinosaur, and it was still family weekend. Those old parents are in town; they might not want to see Good Dinosaur, but they know Peanuts.
Maybe they did a back to back feature, like some Charlie Brown something. Going to Spectre, which only dropped 15%.
Yeah, not bad.
To 12.8 million. Bringing it to a total gross of 176. Mm-hmm. Budget is 245, but internationally it's doing fine. It does go to Creed.
Yeah,
Creed taking the number 3 spot.
Thank God everybody paid attention to this.
Yes. $37 million budget, made 42 over the 5-day.
We're talking about the 30 million it did in the 3-day.
Just still terrific.
Yes, bringing in those numbers. Nice job, Creed. And great word of mouth. People are raving about it, even besides you two.
We're not the minorities, guys. No. Everyone's in on this one.
They actually are.
Then the Good Dinosaur bringing in only 39 in the 3-day, 55 in the 5-day. One of Pixar's weakest openings. You're talking about Cars. Did better if you're looking at the 3-day numbers.
Gotcha.
That's a terrible one too.
Cars 2 did better too. Yeah, like, erg. Number one going to Hunger Games. Dropped 49%. We could have seen a much larger drop, especially with the reviews that it had, but it still brought in $51.6 million.
Still a lot of money.
Dollars. Mm-hmm. Yes. So overall, this weekend, people were going out and seeing movies, but the, in my opinion, the weekend wasn't thriving. Overall, the weekend is up, I believe, compared to last year.
Yes,
but if you're looking at like 2 years ago, whatnot, it's not. And JT and I got into it a little bit.
I think when you go back to those later years you're talking about, there were more franchise type movies coming out. You're looking at a movie called Creed that no one even thought would even do good, but let alone be a good movie. Mm-hmm. Then you got The Good Dinosaur. Which
you have a James Bond movie in there. You have a Pixar movie. I don't care.
Yeah, it's true.
James Bond movies out at this point in time of the year
anyway. This Skyfall that was amazing. This is a, not a good movie. Two of these top five, Spectre and Hunger Games, are not good movies. And it's showing in the box office.
He's right.
I would agree that they're not great, and they're not great compared to the franchise. And if I'm looking at the James Bond franchise, there's no way I'm going to pick Spectre as my favorite. If I'm looking at the Hunger Games franchise, there's no way I'm going to pick Mockingjay Part 2.
Yeah.
But that's what I think about rewatchability. Mm-hmm. Like, you still have to get the people out there to make that judgment, which means they still typically go. And what Thanksgiving is normally a huge weekend. It's always the trend for the industry typically is like this whole year is going up. You would expect Thanksgiving weekend also to go up in numbers. And we're having so many flops.
If this was the opening weekend for Hunger Games, I would agree with you. Mm-hmm. But it's been out a week. Word of mouth has got out there.
True.
So that's why I think it came out not great, but decent.
10 days, 200 is not bad, but they probably wanted like 250.
Yeah, yes. Especially any time there's a last
especially
trilogy,
for Thanksgiving.
This should have did like, this should have did like 70.
Yeah. And Peanuts should have been bumped out. We really shouldn't see Peanuts.
Yeah, the night before should have been Peanuts, but
No one's seen the night before, really.
And then, that has kind of
unfortunately, Spotlight's doing really well.
Yeah, that which is
Spotlight's
great
doing well. Spotlight and
going up.
Spotlight and Brooklyn, which have each gotten really good reviews in more of the nomination categories or indie market, both
really
making top 10.
It's a really good
both job making top 10, and they only needed, Brooklyn only needed 3.8 to make the top 10.
Yeah.
Spotlight needed almost 4.5.
That tells you how bad Victor Frankenstein was.
Oh,
Victor
my God.
Frankenstein
let's
came in
Victor
at number 12.
I like Max Landis. He's a good guy.
Me too. Same
but
nice
I mean,
guy.
These movies, you know, he had Chronicle. It made a lot of money. But, you know, American Ultra, you know, this one.
Let's not forget, he's the writer.
That's true.
Not responsible what actually gets to camera. Like, he told me himself, once you sell the script, you have to just let your baby go. Because what you envisioned is not going to be what was being filmed most of the point. He said Chronicle was the closest, but Victor Frankenstein, 3.8 for what? Like 3.4 for 4 days?
We're talking about 3.4 for the full
5 days.
2.3 for the 3-day weekend.
Yuck.
This is a movie that opened in almost 2,800 theaters.
Yep.
So it's making less than $850 per theater. You think about that right now. Where
I don't know who's seeing that.
I don't know where you see a movie that's less than $10 a seat.
Yeah.
Like
$2 pass at Dina Theater.
Really not bringing thing,
people but that doesn't get there yet.
Yeah.
They're never going to make a movie with just the name Victor in it. I think it's going to scare them off, period.
I think, like I said, it was the gay barber of Frankenstein's barber, and nobody wanted to see it. That was it.
I mean, I already have a Victor Frankenstein. I watch Showtime.
Oh, for
Penny Dreadful.
Penny Dreadful, which is really good.
Which is pretty good.
Let me just say, I read an awesome article in Variety about the 70s are like coming back to today.
Good.
Look at this top five. Peanuts. A cartoon that started like in the 70s. Spectre, James Bond, which started in the 60s. Creed, 70s. A Rocky spinoff that came off in the 70s. And of course, Good Dinosaur, Hunger Games are the two newest things. And then you got Star Wars. Originally came out in the 70s. Mad Max Fury Road originally came out in the 70s. This is like, 70s is like my favorite decade for movies.
So you're just happy.
70s is my favorite decade for chicks too. No bras. They were doing all the good stuff back then.
Well, this year, I guess you could probably round up to this year. We're seeing more of this. As I said before, we think we're going to hit the box office with over like $11 million domestic.
Star Wars
is coming.
When you got Star Wars, Avengers,
real soon.
And Jurassic World did something that no one thought it was going to do. If you just took Jurassic World out, just Star Wars and Avengers alone probably would have done something.
Yeah, they're really ramping
it's unbelievable.
Up.
Star Wars is going to just...
It is.
Yeah, they're ramping it up everywhere. You see it everywhere now.
The ramping has been happening for far too long. Yes. Well, let's get into some of our international information.
This is the best.
Movie we haven't talked about. Why are you saying that already?
I love this.
I feel like you probably typed something in here that I'm not going to want to read.
No.
Don't prank me that way. It's not nice. All right. The Martian.
Yeah.
Back to talk about. By the way, Martian's still in the top 10 domestic.
It's in the
10th spot. But internationally, rocketed to $50.1 million in China this weekend, demonstrating that it pays to have the world's second largest film market play a key role in a picture's plot.
Transformers
did it. It was in The Martian. Mm-hmm. The funny thing is I don't think you take it away as much as Chinese publicity as you do in Transformers, where it's very ad-oriented.
It was in the book, apparently, so it's not like somebody... Yeah. Transformers, they basically shoehorned in there. They're like, we need to make some extra money in China, let's go to China.
Bingo.
This was actually part of the story, so it felt organic.
Yes.
But watching it, you're like, oh, cool.
And when I write stuff, I put Chinese people in it immediately now. Right away.
Jeff Bach, who's an analyst with Exhibitor Relations, said, quote, if you include China in your film, it goes a long way at the box office. People say that jingoism goes a long way in America. Well, it does in other countries, too, and we'll probably see more of it going forward. We've talked about this point at least 100 times in here.
I've never even heard of jingoism.
Have
you used that word before?
Yeah, I use it all the time.
Okay.
This would be an
example. It's a cross between like Django and then a cross between like everything else that ends with an ism.
Jingoism. Just remember that we are a panel of liars. No.
I feel like jingoism is like when you play Jenga and you get a really good piece out. You're like, ooh, jingoism.
Ism.
I think you guys are both being offensive right now.
Jingoism.
All right.
I don't know what that means. What's jingoism?
Okay, The Martian, remember, The Martian is released by Fox. It has gone on to make $545 million globally. It easily ranks as the highest grossing film of director Ridley Scott's career, passing the $457 million made by Gladiator.
Jesus.
So almost $100 million more. It also... It's the best performing film to star Matt Damon, pushing ahead of The Bourne Ultimatum's 442.
What is it about The Martian that is doing this kind of money? I mean, I get Gladiator, Russell Crowe, Rome, these giant scenes. The Martian is a small kind of...
I didn't see this movie doing this much money.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody did, to be honest.
It's cast away on Martian.
Well,
it worked.
It's made $219-ish million domestically.
Do you think it's just because there's like weak movies around it and it's just kind of staying?
Definitely, I think because it has a combination of like people see it kind of as it could have been an awards contender combined with big budget and space. People love space. It's like kind of trying to get everyone in there. And we talked about it when it came out, having the families, having multi-quadrant movie.
It's very uplifting too.
Yeah, and combined with what's been around it.
Yeah, it's a crowd pleaser too.
It feeds into itself. All right, little bit about Victor Frankenstein, because we'll probably never hear of it again after this week. Fox's James McAvoy and Daniel Radcliffe take on the Dr. Victor Frankenstein, open to 10 million from almost 5,000 screens in 24 markets. Led by Russia. Yeah. So 2 million there. Yeah,
well, that's where Frankenstein's from. No, he's from Romania, right?
Well, also excelled in Latin America.
Know. Yeah, also in Latin America.
Yeah, it's because of Max Landis.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he's Spanish.
I think you're lying again. You're smirking. I can see you smirking at yourself.
He's Spanish.
You're smirking at yourself.
But it's curious. I'm wondering, like, Daniel Radcliffe just has a big following over there. I mean, because I don't think people go for James McAvoy. They know him from the X-Men movies, but he's not like a A-lister. Daniel Radcliffe is Harry Potter.
They probably called it Harry Potter Frankenstein over there.
They probably did.
All right.
Dude, look up that next week with the international title.
To talk about your favorite Creed.
Yes.
This is so good.
Now, it didn't
the adjective used in this sentence is punched. Mm-hmm. Creed punched with 2.26 million on 239 screens in seven offshore markets.
That's Victor Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
This is just about 9.5% of the international footprint. It includes Australia and six smaller plays. Mm-hmm. The Ryan Coogler Helm story grossed $1.22 million from 188 screens in Australia. Handily beating opening results for it beat Southpaw, The Fighter, Cinderella Man, and Million Dollar
Probably
Baby.
All together.
I've gotten so many tweets of people like crying outside of the country. They're like, it's not playing here. We're not getting it till England's not getting it till January.
Yeah, so we can't do any spoilers.
Yeah, we can't really get into spoilers too much. There's a lot of people who. I mean, you guys are missing. You're going to see one of the best movies of the year. It's coming towards you.
People are so surprised about this movie.
I guess, you know, I think it's smart for them, I guess, to, you know, have this huge successful opening in America and then kind of, you know, troll it out there in January. Although, what's Star Wars coming out? Why? You should just release anything before Star Wars.
Everything. Like, also,
so when you saw it again, you both saw it.
Yes.
Like, what'd you think of it?
Let me say this.
Oh, okay.
We went to the premiere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's correct.
I feel like you're about to, like, put a, like, hold on before I give my answer.
Like, when I'm watching in the premiere, I'm so out of my mind that I'm at the premiere.
Yeah.
I was kind of in a haze the whole time.
I mean, I was sitting next to Stallone and Arnold.
He's like,
I was talking to Chris Nolan. I'm going to be like, concentrating on the movie.
I watched the movie in the theater with Stallone and all these celebrities and going after the party. I loved it. But at the same time, I almost couldn't fully give myself to the movie because I was just in this haze of, I can't believe I'm here.
You're in a dreamland.
I'm in a dreamland. Seeing it again on Friday with my sister and her fiance, and we went to this theater that was sold out. Okay. And I loved it even more the second time because I was able just to, like,
focus.
It's like when you go on a date with a girl. The first date, you're like, you fall head over heels. And the second date, you're like, okay, I finally get to know the person. Mm-hmm. I got to know this movie, and I loved it even more. It hit me harder the second time. I can't wait to see it again this week.
Now you laugh, you cry, you cheer.
With your relationship.
Yes.
You do everything. Like I said yesterday, you laugh, you cry, you cheer, you clap, and you walk out of a theater with, like, a new perspective on life.
I can't say
it's just a really... I really love how you asked me how I felt about the movie, and both of you went into how you feel about the movie.
Well, it's hard
again.
Not to.
It's so
again.
You're just swaying.
Do you want to just answer for me?
No.
Go ahead.
Let's hear what you're reacting.
I'm going to keep to like three sentences.
Tell them how you saw the movie.
Okay. I saw the movie on a screener, so I didn't see it in the big theater. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. I was very invested in the... I don't know how much I can spoil. I was very invested in the end. Mm-hmm. I thought that they didn't really divide the attention well, or they didn't build up his fighting opponents that much. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. I didn't really like how. Didn't like is the wrong word. I wasn't thoroughly impressed with how they handled They set it up that he could have three opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I didn't feel like any of those three had the proper amount of attention. Mm-hmm. They could have gotten rid of one and handed more attention to another one.
I think they're going to set up for a sequel with that second guy who knocked him out with one punch.
Yes, the first. Yeah, I agree with you.
Especially if this movie goes over north of 100.
Totally true. But I don't really like how that affected this movie. Yes, it is a setup. But how it affected this movie, if they do not, which at this point they're making enough money that they could, but if it didn't get the sequel, it doesn't fit how they separate that. But,
I don't know if I agree with that.
Keep going. That's a tough one.
I understand what you're saying. I think, like, you watched the original Rocky and Apollo.
Yeah.
He's not completely fleshed out until the second and third one.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of think it's in the same line with the first one. I get to you. The part of what came with the Rocky movie, especially when you got the three or four,
was
you say two words and you die.
I'm just saying. You go in, who's going to be the new villain? Mm-hmm. It's Mr. T, Ivan Drago. You get these great villains. So when you don't get that great villain.
Yeah.
Which I think you really liked Apollo in the first movie too, though. But he didn't get a lot of screen time. He was very arrogant Muhammad Ali type.
Sure.
I agree. This guy, he's kind of more like what the stars are now today. He was like a Floyd Mayweather in a while. He's going to jail and all this stuff because he had gun problems.
I'm telling you, I get it. And by the end, I wasn't invested in fight. I was rooting. I thought the speeches were good. I really liked the relationship. That they were developing between the other characters. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't, like, the whole time, like, this is the best. This dialogue is fantastic. I was like, this is good. I'm really glad I saw it, would watch it again, would buy it, like, totally understand why people love it.
The best scenes in the movie.
But I'm not giving it, like, the number one movie ever made.
No, of course not. Like, no, Rocky 1 is the best movie ever made. Look, anytime Sly was on screen with Michael B. Jordan, that was the best part of the movie, no question about it. The fighting, you know, was a little, like, quick. Yeah, of course, but...
What do you mean by quick?
Yeah.
Meaning, like,
You need to see it again. I kind of felt the way he did the first time. Mm-hmm. What he's saying, second time, it all worked for me.
Okay, I didn't like the one. The only thing I didn't like was when they put the graphic on the screen.
I can understand that. It was a little video gamey.
A little video gamey. I was like, okay, but the boxing itself was fantastic.
Yeah, that's
so good.
It was like, walk out of it there. You want to run?
Well,
a marathon.
Now that once again we've talked about Creed some more, let's go into the international titles game.
Franchise ever.
Break out the Rosetta Stone. It's time for the international title game.
Charades today was
his win, lose, or draw stuff is the best.
No, this was Black Friday.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Grab something. Yes. Fought off for it. Then he took it home.
Was it like the Xbox One or whatever?
Yeah. I wonder if Black Friday people are starting to stage things like this. Like me, say us three were going yo, let's go to Walmart and let's just crash into
the
vegetable steamer stuff, and then somehow somebody gets naked and
we'll record it. We'll yell world star, and we'll have like 200,000 hits.
No, 5 million.
Done.
I'm sure some of it is fake.
Yeah,
because I can visualize you doing that. So
I don't like anything enough to do that. Really? Unless it was like real dolls.
If there was
of you.
Like. Okay.
They start selling those in stores.
Then it'd be a problem.
All right. Okay, yeah, we're going to move on now. Please start with the titles. Oh, I don't have a pen. Darn it.
You know, we're going to go with here. Toni Collette is in a new movie,
Krampus.
Are you fans of Toni Collette?
Yeah, I like her a lot.
She's a good actress.
She's fantastic. Okay. Some of my favorite movies.
That was a solid endorsement by both of
us. She's one of my favorite movies.
No, she's really good.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So she was in Shaft.
Yes,
you know, the Samuel Jackson disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The black trench coat.
Oh, the black trench coat.
The black trench coat.
I get that. That works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little Miss Sunshine, where she was great.
Yes, great.
Too small, too big.
Mm-hmm. Okay, too small, too big. I'm with you.
Yeah, because, you know, she was like small, but she had like a big belly.
I don't think it's either of those. Keep going.
The Way, Way Back.
Oh, yep.
Third of a Man.
That makes
third
sense.
Okay. Of a man.
This is all working so far.
Because he didn't go through puberty or whatever, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is all working so far.
About a boy. Non-critical boy.
Hmm. Is that all of them?
The second one is false.
Repeat them all again for me real quick.
Toni Collette. The
you're
Shaft.
This is a tough one. Really concentrating.
Shaft. The black trench coat.
Mm-hmm.
Little Miss Sunshine. Too small. Too big. The Way, Way Back. Third of a Man. About a boy. Non-critical boy.
I'll go number one.
Side note, do Teslas have way, way, way back seats?
The who?
Teslas. Do they have way, way back or whatever they're called seats?
Hatchbacks?
No, you know how like you used to like sit backwards?
No, they don't have those.
No,
are
I
you
have
sure?
No idea.
I don't think so.
The other day I was
like
driving behind a Tesla.
A train?
No, you know how you have backwards seats?
Yeah, they put, you know what they do? They for special people, they do that.
The other day I was driving behind Tesla and there was these two little kids staring at me backwards in the window and I was like,
well, they were probably
I was really confused. In
kid seats, no?
Oh, yeah, the kid seats, when you're kids in a kid seat, it has to be backwards.
No, mm-hmm. It was like in the trunk backwards, basically.
I mean, hey, if people have a Tesla, they probably have a lot of money. They probably go to like a detail place and yeah. Be like, hey, I want my seats to go
right.
Backwards.
Backwards.
I'm going number one. You're going.
I'm going number two. Two is too small.
Engineer, what are you,
I
you throwing in your
I'm
name?
I'm going third of a man.
Third of a man. Okay.
Okay.
Who's winning? One of us win.
Yes.
Okay. And eliminate one of us.
You. You're eliminated.
Okay. Every time I say that, I feel like it's me. Every time I say eliminate one of us, you eliminate.
The second one who's eliminated is the engineer. Sarah wins.
Yes.
Little Miss Sunshine. It's just called
back.
Too small, period.
Too small, huh?
I just put
I felt like
ball,
he was
small,
trying to make
big.
Some sort of
yeah.
Thing
good job.
Interesting.
You're back
well,
on the board.
Yeah, well
I
done.
Got it.
All right, good work.
I still went 5 for 5.
Well,
true.
Wow.
Sorry.
Are we in second grade again?
No, we're good. Well, what are you on to next? Let's see this.
Well, next we're going to our list of Toni Collette grossing films.
There's some really good movies.
Yeah, she's some quality stuff.
She's a quality
except
actress.
Except for one of them. But go,
except for one
going.
Of them? Let's see which one you are not. Let's see if you guys can guess which one.
So number
JTE is not a fan of.
Yeah. So
number five, I don't think it's this one, goes to Little Miss Sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm guessing these are the adjusted numbers, and I'm gonna say it's at $76 million.
Good movie. It had a little bit of backlash after a while because everyone was like, "It's such an indie." Like it was like the indie model of a hipster movie. I feel like when I think about indie,
like family films, this is what everything's compared to. Still.
Yeah, it's now it's which like, is well, a compliment. Yeah,
which is like this. It kind of started a little bit of the dramedy. Didn't start it. It's a genre, but. It gave that to the indie film. It's just used as like a cornerstone of a, well, is it like this? Can we compare it to this or this? And because it was such a, it's such a popular indie film.
When Steve Carell wasn't even a big actor, he was unknown at that point when they hired him. And the movie took so long to make. Then he got The Office and a couple, and he did 40-year-old version.
He wasn't
even going to be in the promos, but. Since when he got big, they put him right in the promos and basically sold
the
movie.
That's surprising, because he has a fairly large... Seen it. I mean,
he's great in it.
I think the poster is something I always remember, that where they're all chasing the van.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
it works.
It's parodied often. Solid movie. I actually don't think I've seen it since theaters, to be honest with you. I haven't seen it.
I saw it at home.
But. And Alan Alda won the, is it Alan Alda?
Alan Arkin.
Alan Arkin won the best supporting
actor. Alan Alda's in MASH.
That's right, yeah.
It won best supporting actor.
Yep, for him.
For Academy. It also won Academy, I believe.
Writing or?
An Academy Award for best original screenplay.
Yep. That's
Michael Arndt.
Gotcha.
And outstanding cast for SAG.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, good movie.
Yeah, really did well. She wore a fat suit, Abigail Breslin.
In that movie?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she wore a little fat suit.
Oh.
Okay, interesting.
Moving on to Tammy. You're not supposed to give it away.
This is the movie.
Well, if you didn't guess it.
It's
Tammy
terrible.
Bringing in $87 million. Yeah. What to say about this?
Listen, for a movie that was actually pretty low budget, it made... Even though it was a critical disaster.
It's a lot of money.
Still made $87 million for a small comedy.
It has 23% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Melissa McCarthy has her fans.
Yeah, and her husband directed this movie also.
Yeah, well, he's the one who came up with the idea. He dreamed about his wife being a fast food spy or whatever the hell she is. No, it's just a fast food worker. And he's like, we can make this thing, yada, yada, yada.
Which is actually explains why, because her husband's directing the next film she's in called The Boss.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks horrible.
Yeah, that, you know what? But she has the Walmart crowd. Yeah, Walmart loves her. They want to see her.
The Walmart crowd?
Hey, I like her
yeah,
too.
She's got the Walmart
I
crowd.
Don't like Walmart.
Hey, I mean, the Walmart crowd, they make a statement.
Well, this is great. Okay, we're going to have to go a little bit quickly through the rest of this list because we're running out of time.
Oh, man.
So going into Changing Lanes, her third with $96 million.
Ben Affleck, Samuel L. Jackson. I haven't seen this movie since it came out.
It's okay.
Had a cool premise. I don't really remember it, to be honest with you.
I don't remember
her being in it. She must have had a small role, but
yeah, I think she played like a prostitute or something.
Okay, I barely remember much of the movie, so it's not bad though. I remember it being decent.
Also coming out, also on this list is Shaft.
Yes.
Coming in the number. What were those reactions?
A terrible movie. It's just a terrible movie.
I was saying yes because it's so bad. I was ready to talk about it.
It's terrible.
It's not good. John Singleton, I believe, directed it.
Yes, he did.
You put an eye patch and he looks just like Nick Fury in this movie.
Yeah, 100%.
Christian Bale is wasted as like this villain / racist guy. Who else was in this movie? I can't remember.
It is
not good, though.
Singleton wanted Don Cheadle in it.
Jeffrey Wright's in it. Vanessa Williams is in it.
That's right. Jeffrey Wright's the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
It's not good.
You know what? This wasn't Samuel L. Jackson's role. Him and Singleton were at each other's throats the whole time.
Like, really?
It was really bad, and it comes off on screen. I mean, Singleton's not a bad director, obviously. Sam Jackson's a good actor. They didn't get along. Sam Jackson didn't promote the movie. They hate each other. Yeah, it was really, really bad.
Christian Bale didn't have a good time making it either.
No, nobody did.
So no one was happy, and this is why no one likes it.
Yeah, it's not good. Still made 108, though.
Yes, still made that money. Number one, The Sixth Sense.
Fantastic.
By far, huge jump from her number two at $108 million, jumping to $480 million.
She doesn't carry in these movies. Shaft, she plays like the victim. Sixth Sense.
She doesn't.
Yeah, she's not like a lead actress.
No.
And Sixth Sense, though,
but
she
does
fantastic.
Have shows.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good in Sixth Sense.
That car scene.
Exactly.
She
Haley
destroyed that. Yeah.
That thing is like needs to be taught in like any acting class.
It really is
for
good.
Kids and adults.
It was creepy. I mean,
it's so good.
This is when Shyamalan and Ding Dong was like basically being predicted as the next Spielberg, yep, like on Time magazine.
Yeah.
I mean, this movie is fantastic. It's top three of my favorite horror movies of all time.
There's a lot of movie experiences, like I say, I always remember Matrix. Mm-hmm. I remember Jurassic Park. I remember going to Sixth Sense opening weekend, not knowing anything about the ending.
Same here.
And just being like,
I was blown away. I was watching like, this movie is so good.
Walking out like a haze. Like, what?
Willis just killed it.
Down is up. Up is down. What's happening?
You know what is interesting? Michael Cera was the second choice to play the. Haley Joel Osment.
Oh no!
But Haley Joel Osment got the part because he came to the audition in a suit.
Oh really?
And Shyamalan was like, he's like, yeah, I read the script like 40 times. He's like, what's just your parts? He's like, no, I read the script 40 times last night. And Haley Joel Osment just came in and just killed the whole thing.
That kid was like, it's crazy. He still does movies here and there, but mm-hmm. as a kid, he just was.
He was great.
Yeah.
He was totally Entourage, right. And then stuff got weird.
Yeah.
Oh, she's been nominated. No. That is what we call it. She's been nominated for so many things.
One of them.
Also for Little Miss Sunshine. Mm-hmm. Now, for more recently, for United States of Terra.
Yes.
But
highly acclaimed.
All the way back to, she was. If you look at 2001's Blockbuster Entertainment Awards, she was nominated for Favorite Supporting Actress in Action for Shaft.
Really?
In case you were wondering.
She doesn't really do much.
Do I remember what Blockbuster Entertainment Awards are? Not really.
She's good at everything she does. I've yet to see a scene where I'm like, oh, Tony Clady phoned it in or anything. She's one of those people who always brings it.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Which is why we did a list about her. Yep. Well, now let's go into these upcoming films.
Not a big weekend.
Starting... Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say so. We have one thing coming out in over 2,000 theaters.
This is what I love, though. What I love about this is that it leaves more room for Creed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to compete against.
No, I mean, if there's a highlight to something.
Come on. You're going to see Creed this weekend.
We're going to talk, though, about what's coming out, which is Krampus, if that's how you even say that.
Krampus, you got it.
Horror film?
Yeah, Adam
about
Scott.
Like evil mm-hmm. Santa.
Yeah, I was. I tell you, I really dug the tone this movie was going for. I was really excited, I was going for a little bit of a Gremlins feel. It's like a horror Christmas movie.
There's a Christmas demon.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. basically Saint Nick's altar. Satanic version. Yeah,
he likes to play like jokes on people. He's a prankster.
But here's the problem.
Poltergeist?
No.
I was really
excited. Those guys are real. They're looking to kill people.
Yeah. I was really excited for this because I thought it was going to be a throwback to the R-rated 80s horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw a trailer for it over the weekend, and it's PG-13.
Oh.
And immediately kind of took all the air out of my balloon.
You know who's
and
waiting on
for this movie?
Cobster and Cody Hall are waiting online right now to see this. They love this.
I immediately texted them and said, are you kidding me? This is PG-13?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
This does not look good.
So
it should be a hard R.
Here's the deal. I'm still going to see it. I'm going to go in with an open mind, but I would be so much more excited if it was radar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's all I can say.
I agree with you.
It's got the PG-13. It's got, a $15 million budget.
Yeah. If you're going to do a ridiculous premise like this of an anti-Satan Santa Claus,
then
go all out. Go the whole mile. Don't give me a
watered
down version.
When people start putting PG-13s, that means they want the movie's
money.
Not great.
And they need the money.
And they need the money. 100%.
That's what happens. David Kochner is in it, so...
Limited release for Macbeth.
Yeah, which I'm
Fassbender and Cotillard.
Mm-hmm. Looks amazing. Visually, looks amazing.
Fantastic actors.
Do you know that I've seen this already?
Oh, no. Yes, you did. I think remember telling me. Give me some inside info. Is it good?
It's beautiful.
Is it all mm-hmm. Shakespearean talk?
Yeah, I love Shakespeare.
It's
beautiful. Wish I didn't have to say this because I love them and I love the actors in it. But to me, it feels very one note.
Is it
beautiful one note?
Is it Romeo and Juliet style where everything is spoken in Shakespearean?
Yeah.
That bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
But like.
How art thou?
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
consistently.
The trailer looks amazing.
You should just see the trailer again.
It received a 10-minute standing ovation in Cannes.
No, really? I think that was The Danish Girl.
No, this one received a 10-minute standing ovation.
Okay, well, then
you know what? Everything receives a 10-minute standing ovation. They don't care over there.
They just stand.
Yeah,
they just like to stand. It's more of that they have to sit for so long watching screens. Yeah. They just like the standing part.
Creed gets a 10-minute standing ovation most of the time, too.
Yeah, that's in regular theater.
That's different. Though, people are already standing before the movie ends in that movie.
Yeah.
Also coming out is Chirac.
Chirac. Ugh.
The new Spike Lee joint.
He's the worst.
And it is also...
Yeah, I met this guy a bunch of times. He's always a dick.
Right. The worst. This movie is an adaptation of a Greek play set against the gang violence in Chicago. I heard there also might be a little bit of like a not rap or mute, but kind of different elements to
it's weird commentary.
Like someone almost told me it was not a musical, but like
Sam Jackson's in it, like Chappelle.
Nick Cannon's in it.
Yeah, Nick Cannon is a thug.
Wesley Snipes.
Really?
Yeah, Samuel Jackson, John Cusack, Jennifer Hudson.
Quentin Tarantino. Just kidding. He hates Spike Lee. He really hates Spike Lee.
So it's got some...
Yeah, they hate each other.
Spike Lee and Kutcher do not like each other.
Somebody asked him, Tarantino, on like some kind of panel. He's like, you want to work with Spike Lee? He goes, no. I'm not working with Spike Lee.
I mean... Yeah. It has some big names.
Yeah, Snipes, who was at the premiere of Creed, by the way. I mean, I don't know. Spike Lee has not made a good movie for me in a long time.
He thinks everything's racist.
I really did not like the Old Boy remake. I didn't like that Miracle film he made about the World War II platoon. Mm-hmm. The last movie of his I liked was Inside Man.
That was okay.
That was because of Denzel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
So it's been a while since he made a good movie in my eyes. Old Boy was such a bad
movie. Do you guys know, like, in this movie... There's a bunch of gang violence.
Yeah,
so all the women go on strike, I believe, and withhold sex from all of the guys until they give up their guns.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous
premise. I think that's what I heard.
That's a Chris Rock act. I think Chris Rock does a whole act like that.
That's just a ridiculous premise. This guy's clueless. Yeah.
I feel like I'm wrong in saying that, but I'm pretty sure that's what I read.
Yeah, that's correct. It's based off of a Greek play called Lysistrata.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So in the Greek
play,
like
the women stop having sex with all of the guys until they put down their guns, right?
100%.
I would just find somebody else to have sex with.
Guns, but yes.
Yes, but that is what the movie
is. That's the concept. That's the movie, yeah.
But when I say that out loud, I feel like I'm lying. But I'm not.
What a weird concept.
What a stupid concept.
So you guys can think about that. What you're going to do with yourself.
I would go find another girl. I'd be like, hey, you're going to give it up. I'm going to find somebody else.
All of the women in the whole neighborhood.
Not white girls.
If that was my
all
movie,
of the women.
If I was directing the movie, the second they did that and all the women.
They have like.
It would turn into like an Interstellar type movie where the men go on a spaceship to find another planet.
Yeah. They're like, we gotta find another chicks there.
We gotta leave the planet.
It won't work anymore.
There'd be a whole scene where they go through a black hole.
Look,
this and Macbeth are both doing limited release.
It's a great idea. Look, Chirac, like, what's going on in Chicago on a daily basis over there is a complete disaster.
We're going to the planet Chirac.
So I don't know how they're gonna spin this, but. A lot of people are dying over there. That's the problem.
Well, it's like a statement that they need to stop with guns.
They should stop.
I don't really
want to
get into
there.
This.
It's a complete disaster.
I don't know if I'm going to say this right. So we can move on to predictions.
That's it. Yeah, nothing. Go see Creed again. Go see Creed again.
Absolutely.
So instead of seeing Krampus or seeking
Krampus.
Out
what
Krampus?
About Very Merry Christmas?
Oh, that's Netflix only.
I don't have that. Oh, also, isn't...
there's a Hitchcock thing too.
Yes,
it's going to be on Amazon. Yes,
it is an Amazon.
So it does get limited.
I believe it's produced by Amazon. So
I just
saw Netflix come out with Beast of No Nation about a month ago.
Exactly.
This is now.
Theaters.
But I'm sure people might just wait.
Yeah.
Until it comes out.
Chirac would have been better hiring me and JTE to play Nick Cannon's part.
Oh, Nick Cannon's in it too.
He's like the lead gang member.
He's like the main gangster. I think. I'm not sure. All right, so let's get into our predictions. The only thing really opening up in more theaters is Krampus, which is horror. We don't have any other horrors up there.
About to blow some people's minds right now.
All right. JTE, take it away then. Mm-hmm. Remember that our number 5th movie this week was Peanuts. It only brought in less than 10.
What were we, 3 for 5 last week?
I don't know.
All right, so here's the deal. Number one, I'm going to slightly give it to Hunger Games, but it's going to be very close at number 2 with Creed.
Okay.
Big Dinosaur is going to fall off. The reviews have been decent for a cinema score, but I just think Creed is riding a little bit more heat, and I think it's going to have very little drop-off. It might be some of those drop-off we've seen this whole year.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I think
Creed number 2. Hunger Games number 1, Good Dinosaur number 3, but it's going to be really close.
I'm with you.
All right, it's going to be really close. Good Dinosaur can easily slip into that number 2 spot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then number 4 and 5, I guess I'll just stick with what's there. I mean, Krampus is really tough for me. It could easily be a Victor Frankenstein kind of ordeal where no one's real interested in it. And Peanuts made how much? 12 million?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Peanuts made 9.
9.7.
So I can see Krampus making like 8 million.
I could see.
So I'm going
to
go.
Krampus could make anywhere from 2 to like.
So I'll tell you what. I'll go number 4 Spectre, and then I'll do number 5 Krampus.
I'm doing no. That's my list.
Poof. Well, back let's. Off. We'll have to come up with an. Let's.
We just said that.
Well, it's a poof right there.
What are you doing? Same.
No.
Okay. Well, let's hear his.
Go ahead. Now I have to take something out of mine.
I'm going
to
go with the first. You know, the first three are going to be the same. It's going to be Hunger Games,
Creed,
Good Dinosaur.
No.
Oh, you're staying.
Yeah. And Creed.
Okay.
I just think the Good Dinosaur is going to make some more money. I think a lot of people went and seen Hunger Games.
Okay.
And they're going to be like, yeah, let's go check out Good Dinosaur this weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
Krampus at number 4.
Okay.
Probably at, you're right, probably like around 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
$2 million alone from Cody and Copster. And then Spectre.
Okay. Well, we'll just flip this up. I was going to do what JTE did. I was going to go in the exact same order. But I don't like having the same numbers.
Yeah.
So Hunger Games, Creed, Good Dinosaur, Krampus, Spectre.
All right.
So there you go. Entertaining week. So next week we'll probably talk about Creed some more. Mm-hmm. And then in a week from that we'll talk about...
We'll be talking Creed until Star Wars.
Creed, exactly. Yes. Until Star Wars. Be prepared
it's
for that.
Big money. Yeah. Do we have time for a caller or two?
We have time for maybe one caller if we have one on.
We actually do not.
We do not.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys. We'll get you next week.
We could.
That was my fault.
Yeah, we hit a little traffic.
We'll blame it on traffic.
Yeah,
Patriots are playing, so I got to get back to that.
Yeah.
I was here, so.
Yeah.
You were.
Anyway.
I was not.
Thank you all for watching, listening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, guys.
Tweeting at us. You can continue to find us at @Sarah_Stratton.
Tweet Sarah more, guys. Everyone hit up. We need to get her more active on Twitter.
I'm trying.
You're doing good. I'm just saying, I want more people to tweet at you. How many followers do you have now?
I don't know.
Like 5,000.
No way. I was about to say, damn.
That's a lot.
Like
over 1,000. That's a lot.
I don't know.
For barely
tweeting. They're very nice.
That's a lot for
just everybody's very, just very nice people.
I just don't have my phone on me a lot.
Totally understand. @SchmozJTE.
Yep.
The usual.
Yeah, at Bob Finstock. I just went over 4,000. I should be at like 50,000, but I'm not.
Yep.
I don't think you can say that.
This close to 6. I'm this close to 6,000. Getting there.
That's not bad.
He's beating you?
Yeah, well, he started.
Well, I started before him. And I got a little bit of Screen Junkies push. Screen Junkies.
Well, everyone,
plus not a lot of people
now
like
that we've
me.
Talked about Twitter for 30 seconds, which I'm sure you are not interested in, thank you for listening to our ramblings.
Thanks, guys.
And our numbers talk. We'll be back next week on Popcorn Talk, the Box Office Breakdown.
Keep watching those numbers.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.